Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. So we're back after a bit of a sabbatical, after I've now finished my dissertation in space engineering. Now today's a special day because it's the end of the Cassini mission to Saturn, and here to tell us about it is Michelle Doherty. There's a bit of background noise as I'm interviewing her at the observatory. Enjoy. I'm here in the South African Astronomical Observatory with Michelle Doherty, who is Professor of Space Science at Imperial College London, who's just given a talk on the Cassini mission, and she's been very much an instrumental part of the Cassini mission for the last, 25 years.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And you are originally from South Africa, is that right?
Yes, that's right. I was born in Johannesburg, but we moved to Durban when I was about 6 months old, and I did my schooling and my university degree there. I left in 1989.
So now you've been involved in this mission that sent a probe to Saturn, mm-hmm. and this mission's just about to come to an end on the 15th of September. But you've been involved in it really for almost your entire career.
Yes, that's right. And in fact, I only became involved once it was launched, and so I wasn't involved right from the start. So I'm quite a newbie compared to the rest of the team. I first became involved just after launch in 1997, and almost 20 years later, it's about to dive into the atmosphere of Saturn.
And you've been involved with the magnetometer specifically.
Yes, that's
right.
Correct.
And yep. That's an instrument which measures the magnetic field mm-hmm. of Saturn, but not just Saturn, also some of its moons.
Yes, that's right. What we do is we measure the magnetic field in the vicinity of the spacecraft, but we don't want to measure the spacecraft field. And so that's why they put us on this long boom sticking off from the side of the spacecraft. So we've measured the magnetic field of Saturn. We don't quite understand it. That's one of the reasons why the end of mission orbits are planned the way they are, to get us really close to Saturn. But I think the most exciting discovery that was made with the Cassini probe was the fact that Enceladus, one of its small moons, has a vast water vapor plume that comes out from cracks at its south pole. Reason it's a surprise, Enceladus is really small, so its interior shouldn't be warm enough for liquid water.
So what size is Enceladus?
Its diameter is 500 kilometers.
It's tiny.
So it's tiny, absolutely tiny. So we never expected to really find much there, and what we found was in fact that there were these cracks at the South Pole, which are open to the interior. There's interior heat leaking out, there's water vapor coming out, there's organic material. And so there's been a real focus on Enceladus as a result of that, but also a real focus on other moons in the solar system too. One of the things I'm going to do after Cassini is over is we're building an instrument for a magnetometer instrument for a new mission called JUICE, which is a European Space Agency mission, and that will go to Jupiter and its moons. And we're focusing on the moons because we know there's liquid water there.
It took, 6 or 7 years to get to
That's
Saturn.
Right. Yeah, it took us 6.5 years to get there, and we spent that 6.5 years planning the first 4 years' worth of observations. We've got 11 instruments on the spacecraft. They all want to point at different places at the same time. So we had to decide amongst ourselves who would be prime, who would actually take over the pointing of the spacecraft.
And JUICE, how long will it take to get to Jupiter?
JUICE will take 8 years.
8 years?
It will be launched in 2022. We'll reach Jupiter in 2030. I will be 68, and it will spend at least 3 years orbiting around Jupiter and its moons.
It's a tremendous thing being involved in an extremely long project of that kind. Have you ever, come on, be honest, have you ever been bored with it? Have you ever thought, I don't want to hear the word Cassini ever again?
No, actually, I haven't. Although, now that we're so close to end of mission, there is a part of me that will be relieved when it's over.
So you're going to have a big party on the 15th of September when this happens?
We are. Most of the team are going to be out at the Jet Propulsion Lab. We will watch the end happen. And watching the end happen means we will watch the data signal disappear. Mm-hmm. We'll be getting data right up to the end. We will then probably drink a glass or two of something. And then we'll go and talk to the media about how it feels. We'll then sleep for a few hours and then have a big party.
It's a wonderful achievement and something to be fantastically proud of. And I just look forward to the next missions. I wish it didn't take so long to get to the planet.
And me too.
But it's been wonderful to have you here in Cape Town. And thank you for talking to us here on Fine Music Radio. That's Professor Michelle Doherty from Imperial College London.
Thank you very much.